The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Time for our Arizona State Park Pass giveaway. True or false? You text the answer to 411-923. True if you think it's true. False if you think it's false. 411-923. Rainbow Lake, the lake that was named for Lakeside, Pine Top Lakeside, was created by a washout and the flood of 1903. But despite the massive amount of water that created this washout, the lake is only 14 feet deep. True if you think it's true, false if you think it's false, to 411-923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment.
Which lake again, Rome?
Rainbow Lake.
Rainbow Lake. All righty. Well, hey, this is such an interesting topic, talking about making water out of thin air. Water out of thin air. There's just a lot of implications, a lot of applications, Caitlin. I just, as we started talking during the break, just you opened up my mind to all the different, I think desert, because that's, we're desert rats, right?
Uh-huh.
So thinking, oh, just only people in deserts would need this. But you had a lot of interesting ways and applications for this product. Why don't you share some of those?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here in the desert, we're used to water scarcity, not having a lot of it and needing to conserve it. But in other places, there can be plenty of water, but still nothing to drink because it's not safe to drink. Or how do you get access to that water? So, you know, we've got, we were talking about well water earlier. We have a customer who has a private well. Wonderful water from her private well. She installed hydro panels, and then just a couple weeks later, her electricity in her area went out. And she couldn't pump the water from her well into her house, but she had hydro panels, so she didn't have a lapse in her water access. And you see, you know, contamination all over the country. There's a lot of things that cause it. There's, you know, industrial contamination, there's agricultural contamination. So there's a lot of folks who turn to things like bottled water just to make sure that the water that they drink and the water they provide their families is safe. But, you know, bottled water also isn't a great option. And so there's plastic implications. The plastic can break down, can leach all sorts of chemicals into the water. So when you're looking to really know that your water is the quality that you want to drink, it's important that you either test your water. You know, if you have a private well, get it tested. If you're drinking filtered municipal water, test your municipal water so you know exactly what you're trying to filter out. There's no filter on the market that gets everything out. Or, you know, absolutely, you know, get source hydro panels for your home because that water starts clean. It's always safe for you.
You also mentioned disasters.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've been seeing recently it's hurricane season, and that's really scary. We have installations throughout Texas, South Carolina, Florida, the Caribbean. And what's really special about these installations is that, you know, when you evacuate your home, you come back after a storm, your water system may still be down. It may still not be providing water to your home. And the first thing to sell out in a disaster at the grocery store is going to be bottled water. And so when you go back to your home, or, you know, even as soon as the storm passes, your house is making water for you. You're able to access that water and you don't have to worry about relying on the grocery store. We saw in Texas just last year, there was a boil water advisory in Austin. They had a flood, lots of rain overwhelmed the water system. And we had an installation just outside of Austin. And
Tucson had a boil advisory this week, too.
Oh, you know.
This week?
Yeah.
Boil water advisories are really interesting because they happen and you run out of water and you can't drink the water. And you think for the first time, oh, my goodness, this is something I rely on. Well, at that installation in Austin last year, we actually were able to, the customer sent out an email to all the community members saying, hey, we have water, come fill up here, because there was no bottled water to be found in Austin during the boil water advisory.
Humidity and dew points play a major factor in creating water, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you get more water with a higher dew point, higher humidity. Is that how that works?
You know, yes, but there's this really interesting equilibrium with the technology where, you know, in places with higher humidity, you tend to have less access to that solar power. And in places with more solar power, you have a little bit less humidity. So one of the special things about being based in Arizona with a technology that uses water in the air is that if we can do it in the Sonoran Desert, then we've shown we can do it anywhere in the world. So we uniquely make water in a really wide range of environmental conditions.
And this is a local story because of the professor at ASU, and also because they're manufactured right here.
That's right.
And so you're talking about this growing demand. You've gone, the first time I met you, you were in 20 countries. We're not even a year later. It's at 33 countries.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing keeping up with orders? I mean, if people were interested, do you have availability or?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're working on getting this technology out as quickly as possible. Cause like I mentioned earlier, water issues are just not getting any better. And more it's going to be critically important that people have a supply of water they can trust and is independent from infrastructure. Absolutely. The technology is a great solution for people all over. And we're making sure that we can provide that for them.
Well, I can see lots of little curiosities boiling in the audience. So I want to make sure you give out zeromasswater.com.
Yes.
It's a really good place to go and see. You have some great videos on there of villages, remote villages that are getting water. Also just homeowners that are getting water.
Uh-huh.
And also you have a special website for anybody listening today who wants to take a tour.
Yeah. Since we are Arizona-based, we have a special opportunity for Rosie listeners. If you go to info.zeromasswater.com/Rosie, you can sign up to take a tour, see the technology for yourself, speak to one of our specialists, and importantly, get to taste the delicious water.
All right. When we get back, I have one burning question.
Just one?
One burning.
Oh, okay. I guess we've done a pretty good job, Caitlin.
If Caitlin's producing 600 bottles of water out of thin air at her home, how do you store it?
Well, we'll get to that after the bottom down news break. And the answer was actually kind of a trick question.
How unusual.
It was created by, it was dammed by Mormons, but it is only 14 feet. So right or wrong, everyone wins today.